Jonathan Owlman, tell us about this.
Well, Owlman is sort of the English version of your Mothman. Except it's been seen over a longer period of time. The first sightings took place... What day is it today in America? Are you still on Wednesday? I'm on Thursday.
We're on Thursday morning now.
Okay, we're Thursday morning, but about 9 hours ahead of you. But tomorrow's Good Friday. And on Good Friday, 1976, so 31 years ago tomorrow, the first Owlman sighting took place. There were two little girls who were on holiday with their family. And they were on holiday in Cornwall, which is a very beautiful part of the United Kingdom, and a very wild country part of the United Kingdom. They were on holiday in Cornwall, in a little village called Mornan Smith, 31 years ago tomorrow. And they were playing in the woods while their mum and dad were setting up a picnic lunch. And they came screaming, running out of the woods, saying they'd seen a nasty feathered bird man, a humanoid creature covered in feathers, flying in the air above a church tower. And they were so scared that their parents cut short their holiday and took them all the way back to the north of England again. And that was just the first of a whole string of sightings. There was another sighting a couple of months later in Cornwall, but in July 1976. And then through 77, 78, 80, 82, every year or so, there were another sightings. So to date, I think there's been over 40 different sightings by over 40 different witnesses in that area. And I collected these sightings together a few years ago, and I put them into a book called The Owlman and Others, which is probably my most popular book. And last year, to mark the 30th anniversary of the sightings, we put out a special 30th anniversary edition, which has got all the original, as well as the story that was in the book. It's got updated, it's got interviews with witnesses, it's got photographs, it's got all the original press cuttings, a lot of stuff in it. But this has been something which has intrigued me over the years. It's a very, very grotesque, very weird story.
You know, as you say, it is similar to our own Mothman stories. In this country, Jonathan, Mothman seemed to appear during and right before severe moments of crises, a collapsed bridge where people died, wars, strange things. How about Owlman?
Now, it's strange. No, this is something where the parallel doesn't hold up. It seems I know one of the Owlman witnesses very well. He's a very good friend of mine. And it does seem to be, to me, that the people who witness Owlman, it screws up their minds. It screws up their minds forever. It seems, whereas the Mothman reports in the United States seem to sort of be precursors of tragedies, the most famous one being the collapse of the bridge at Point Pleasant in West Virginia in 1967, wasn't it?
Right, that's right.
Yes, again, 40 years ago this year. And there have been other reports, you know, that seem to presage big, either regional or national crises. It doesn't seem to be like that in the UK, but it does seem to, having an encounter with this creature, does seem to fry people's brains, and it has a definite effect on their mental health forever.
And how would you categorize this case, the Owlman, compared to some of your other cryptozoology creatures?
Oh, yeah, the Owlman is most definitely something paranormal. I don't like using the word paranormal, but because I think it's sort of lazy journalism to call it paranormal, because that just means it just doesn't fit into any recognized scientific terms of reference. It's not an animal. It's something very, very weird. And I think if I had to categorize it, I'd say it's a sort of three-dimensional poltergeist. It's something that comes from within us rather than from outside.